Hello, everybody. Yes, we are still beautiful Switzerland. Oh,
hello.
And this view today is magnificent. If you've been following us at all, where we are right now, it's the pictures don't do it justice.
No,
it looks like the mountain is like
not at all
right next to us.
Not at all.
It's beautiful.
You can look out the window. We have three windows and we have two big windows and a French door type of thing up to a deck, balcony, and the mountain is literally right there.
It's the Eiger. It's gorgeous.
It is beautiful.
Gorgeous. When we first got in the first night, it was clouds were over, you know, so we're like, woke up the next morning.
And you're just like,
there it was. Yeah. All right, I want to go back.
Yes, let's go back.
A week ago, we were in Montreux.
Oh,
we had shared our journey of getting to Montreux, okay?
Yeah.
And the raves that we were a part of that we didn't want to be a part of.
Yeah.
We had no choice because the music was boom, 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 boom. So we left Montreux, and we were going to Lucerne.
Uh-huh.
As we're walking, about a 7-8 minute walk from the Montreux hotel to the train station, we stopped to take a picture. As I'm taking pictures of us, with Montreux, kind of little town behind us, I see something move behind me. I'm like, what is that? And my suitcase is rolling into the street.
Yes.
It falls over. I'm going to go get it, but I see cars are coming. So I wait. A car clipped my suitcase.
Yes. And you were so upset.
I was very bad that I wasn't paying attention. We were taking a picture, and
really give yourself a hard time on stuff like that, on stupid move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt totally stupid.
You need to be better forgiving to yourself.
I mean,
you really do.
I was so frustrated. Anyways, I thought, the worst it could have been, rolled out there, the car hit it and smacked it.
That really would have been.
Yeah, that would have been horrible. Especially when I'm trying to make a train at a certain time.
Yeah.
So, fortunately, it worked out. We got on the train. Two things. First of all, the train system here.
I'm telling you, Switzerland has their act together.
They got together. The train system,
it's clean.
When they say they're leaving at, that 5:01, it's leaving at 5:01.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, there's a couple minute delay.
There's no trash on the train.
No.
People pick up after themselves. Everywhere you go, there's no trash.
It's really clean. So we got on this, it's called the Golden Pass Express. Panoramic train from Montreux to Interlaken.
Well, since so long ago.
It was a week.
It was a great
Rolls residents now.
Yeah.
So what did you think about the train?
The train was really nice. I should have taken Dramamine before because I am a motion sickness person. But the girl next to me gave me something, and the train ride was going to be
three hours
or something like that. Yeah. So by the time anyway, it helped. It helped. But for any kind of longer train rides, then yes, I will have to definitely take a Dramamine just because I just don't do much. It's really, I have to see.
You need to see in front of you.
Yeah. If I can't see what's in front
then
of me,
that becomes
really
the issue.
Having a hard time
that becomes the issue. So the way systems work here, there's first class and second class. And basically the difference is first class, you probably have a little more, maybe the seats might be a little more comfortable, a little more leg room. Might be the biggest thing. But on that one, they had second class, first class, and prestige.
What were we?
We were prestige.
Oh, well.
That's where we had the fancy. Well, I wanted to make it extra special.
Yeah.
So these are these seats recline back, super comfortable. The best seats we've been in on all the trains we've been here.
Yeah.
And then I also got us a little food basket, which we had just eaten breakfast. But I got this little basket that had a croissant and then had orange juice. You can get hot chocolate or something.
Your hot chocolate was dark.
Yeah, it was.
It's like dark
Swiss
chocolate. Yeah.
And so, and they have a little tray table there. They come. And there's also, there are on the a lot of the trains, there are food carts or, restaurant carts, cars. So you go there and get some food if you want to, too. So you could do that also. You get a meat tray and cheese tray if you wanted to. We could have gotten caviar and champagne. Don't drink champagne. We could have had caviar and champagne if we wanted. But it was really nice.
It was great.
We posted so much. We've taken so many pictures, so many videos.
To pay extra for an Apple cloud.
Probably. And so it was a little, that day was sunny. It was beautiful. I mean, the drive and the lakes. You see the lakes and the watercolor.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous. And then once you get to Interlaken, which is in the between two big lakes, it's like Thun and Brins or something, which is beautiful. Then we change trains, and then we take the train up to Grindelwald, where we are currently. Mm-hmm. And so we get here. It's probably another hour-ish, maybe so, train ride. Get up here, and boy.
And our hotel was like so close to the station. Which
a minute away from the train station.
It doesn't make it loud, though. I mean, it's like these are really quiet trains. Yeah. They're not like trains we have.
No, the more you hear is when people are getting off the train and working their way in front of our hotel,
right,
working up their street just to the village.
And their wheels going with their luggage. Yeah.
So, but, like when I was thinking about hotels, a couple of the experts I was following, they were saying, you might not want to stay on this road because it is going to be more loud, because it is the main road into the village of Grindelwald. So that's where all the shops, the restaurants. Think if you've ever been to a mountain town, an old mountain town, it's like kind of the same thing. Like Park City or Vale, it's kind of a small town like that. They say if you really go more quietness, go to a road down or road up. Well, we're on the main one. Just because for me, I just wanted
I actually like our location.
The view.
I mean, again, we had an activity outside our...
Boy, I did some great planning.
And where it was a race. It was like, I mean, they were like doing different races, like trail races.
Yeah, it was the Eiger Ultra Trail Race. And they had like four or five. So when we got here,
because
all the late nights. The day we got here, they were kind of set up, but one of the races had already started. It was a two or three man or woman team, and they were going 155 miles. Elevation. Elevation.
Say 2 to 3. Does that mean they all leave at the same time?
As far as I know, they all are racing.
And then next one goes, and then the next one goes.
It sounds like they're all racing together. I don't know if it's a tag team.
So they
tag team would make more sense to me. But I think because it's a team, you're relying on each other. You're only as strong as your weakest person. So for me, it seemed like they all are going together and complete, not like one runs 20 miles, tag you run 20 hours.
Yeah, that's 155 miles.
Yeah, 155 miles.
Yeah.
They had 95 hours to complete it.
Why do people do stuff like
that? And it's elevation. I mean, running through the train, it's elevation up through the mountains. So when we came back one day, the next day, the third place team came in at 55 hours. And then I saw a team come in a day later, like 77 hours.
So they were publicizing this outside with... something with YouTube was there because we talked to...
Oh, yeah. It was live on YouTube.
Yeah, live on YouTube.
YouTube was live on their webpage. And so they're setting up that day.
Megaphone.
Yeah.
Is that wrong? It's like, we are like...
Right there.
Yeah, right there.
I mean, it's right across the parking lot, right across the street from us.
Parking lot.
Again, we can see it all happening. And so that was... So we got here. Right
first time, it's still quiet.
Yeah, what? Like you?
Because I went out there and I was oh my gosh, this is so
beautiful. But then they're setting everything up, right, for the events. And then they're still getting everything ready. And then they have all the athletes start swarming into town. Mm-hmm. And so they got stuff going on with them. And then I looked at the schedule. And I was like, ooh.
You weren't going to tell me.
Well, because that was the first race. And then the rest of the races went on Saturday. Left on Saturday. And they were like, so... The next one was at like 67 miles, and these are all just individuals. This is 67 miles. That one was at 4 a.m. So we heard like 3:45-ish.
The start of
everyone get ready, fired up. Huge crowd out there, got their little headlight lamps on. They're getting fired. The guys, talking loudly on the speaker, so everyone get ready, count down 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Here we go. We're ready.
You can probably hear me what the heck,
I don't know. So that one goes off. We did have a break because the next one went off at 7. So around 6:30, 6:45, they started getting amped up again. And that one was about 35, 36, 37
that was
miles.
The day that we...
This is all Saturday.
Yeah.
And then an hour later, the next group went off and they did about 27 miles. And then at 9, the last group went, they would do like 9.9.
John was very into it, as you could tell.
I was was going on.
He was watching.
Yeah.
That's him.
Well, the other issue is, and the reason that we can hear him so loud, there's no air conditioning.
Yeah, so you have to sleep. So we're sleeping with our windows open.
And so
that's perfect, which is good.
Yeah, so you hear everything.
And they don't believe in top sheets here. That just really bothers me.
That was the same thing in Lucerne.
Yeah, that's the Switzerland thing.
In Macho. Every place we've been to, they have
top sheets.
They just put like, what's it called?
It's a duvet.
That's your thing. But it's like super heavy.
Well, you've got the feather duvet.
Yeah, it's great for winter.
Cover. And so you've got the duvet with its covering, and that's your top. So you don't have a sheet.
No.
So that, to me, that's just weird.
Now, also, we did get a little sleep, though. So we did get some sleep because we went to Lucerne. And Lucerne was quiet.
Yeah.
In between Montreux and here. Yeah. So we did have a chance to get some sleep.
Except for the...
Our issue was the air conditioning was not to our liking.
Yes.
They had air conditioning, but it was weak air conditioning.
Yeah. Apparently, kind of old, you know, it's an older building.
Yeah.
So they moved to showroom that the air conditioning was
better. Yeah, and the issue was we got in there. It's obviously warm when we first got there. Turned on the air, kind of turned it out.
That was probably my worst day.
Yeah.
Because we were tired.
Yeah.
Montreux.
For not getting any sleep.
Then we go and
we had the train ride.
We're hot, sweaty.
And so we get to check in the room, turn the air on, get it going. Things going to be cranked up. Because it was also hot. It was like 90-something. It was pretty warm that day, too.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please.
Let me just tell you something. What is the deal with men and asking? Okay, like they can't ask. Like, I literally took off my clothes, laid on the bed. I'm sitting there. It's hot. And I'm just like, okay, we'll let the air
work. Right, explain what happened.
Okay, because, you put the key
in. So it's like, if you've ever been on a cruise, if you put the key card, in the holder, then operates the lights and apparently the air conditioning. I didn't know that. So we first checked into the room, put everything away and check it out, turned on the air. Then I left thinking, I didn't realize that was a thing.
And it was
We came back, it was warm. It was still warm. I was like, what's going on? I said, oh, you got to leave the key in there.
Yeah.
And that's when we realized, I said, give it time. It'll start working.
And I'm so, literally.
She called the guy, come check the air. He did something. It got maybe a little bit better, but it was still so slow. That night was a rough night.
Yeah, because I got upset.
And then the next day, we changed rooms.
Well, I said, call about changing the room. Yeah. Nope.
That's your job.
Nope, that's Chris's job.
You did that job. You're the person.
She has to stir up
trouble. You're the boss lady.
Yeah.
So boss lady took care of it.
So we got that done, and
you got your top sheet.
Yep.
You got your top sheet.
That made it better. It totally made it better. Same with guys. Here. Finally, I just told you yesterday, because I was not well yesterday.
That's a fan?
No, about ice. Like, asking for ice.
Yeah.
You won't ask for ice.
They give you their, they're better here.
It's like asking for
this place is better than the last hotel. So we went to Lucerne. Lucerne was great, right? Older city. I'm trying to go through progressing.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll get back to that. Lucerne, great little town.
Oh, that was great. I love Lucerne.
You know, great history. There's like this church from 1660s is right there. We're an old
Everything
town.
Was so close. Where everything stayed. So if we have some suggestions, like on this whole travel thing. We need to make notes, really do a good
Because when I booked the hotels, I didn't think about any of that.
Yeah.
I just was looking for good deals.
Check your festival.
We were using points.
Things that are going on.
Right. We were using points. I was looking for nice hotels, near stuff. That's basically my criteria.
I
didn't
complain about that hotel in Montreux. It's just that we were on top of the stage.
Beautiful. And the festival was a lot. If it would have ended like around midnight, that's doable. But going to 4 o'clock in the morning, that was rough. Lucerne was great. We were seriously just, 3 minutes, 4 minutes from the train station, 5 minutes from the train station.
Yeah, we went to the old town, which was where we ate. We took lots of pictures.
Yeah.
That was like...
Wait, Swiss. We actually officially ate Swiss food there.
Yeah, that was 5 minutes away. I mean, everything was so close.
Yeah. We had...
And we haven't rented a car. What?
No, it's all public transportation. I will tell you, here's a scam, okay? If you come to Switzerland, and I have a feeling it's everywhere. It's the fondue scam. So when they have the fondue, which is cheap melted cheese, it's delicious, and bread. No, because I saw another place too. Well,
you can't just
get it for two people. At the one restaurant, we had to order something else.
Another meal.
And then I saw, I think at a restaurant around here, I think I saw said it was per person. So it was like $20 per person.
See, because they don't want to. They need to make money.
Yeah.
And if you're just going to sit there about four people, having fondue.
I guess I didn't look at it that way from like,
worth it.
I was thinking from just a couple standpoint. You're right. If you had like four or five people coming there,
it's not worth it. Hey,
I guess.
Like a little appetizer.
Yeah.
They move on.
So we did the fondue. We did a raclette, which is another melted cheese, which is really good cheese. and they give you some bread, kind of fondue, but they also give you pickles and like those.
It's weird.
What are the onions? Like a pickled onion?
Pearl.
Oh, like pearl onions. And yeah, I guess you eat it all together. So we had so much cheese and bread. Oh, and potatoes. They also have little mini potatoes to put in to dip
in the
fondue.
You know how you dip your bread in the fondue? Well, they dip little potatoes.
Yeah.
So that was
we had so much bread, cheese, and potatoes that night.
Like, oh my gosh.
Where here, was it here? Yeah, here you had another Swiss dish, right?
Yeah, up at the mountain when we went up to the mountain.
And got gridlog first. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. You had, it was like, I took a picture of the day. It's like it's a thick,
big cheese
chunk of bread. And then it's like a
cheese melted on top.
But there's almost like oniony, mushroom.
I think the bread was like soaked in wine.
But I thought that was with the sauce was coming. So they soaked that in the bread.
Yeah.
And then there's some more cheese godball on top of it.
I can't have any more cheese, guys. Well, not only that, I'm really trying to watch. Who watches their weight But I do. I literally am taking my skinny drops.
You're doing great.
And I'm doing really good. And I'm hardly eating anything.
We'll split too.
We've been splitting.
But not when we
that do. Is a suggestion, you guys, because when you come, every meal can be, you know, at least $20 to $30.
Yeah.
And expect it. And then if you get, you know, I don't know about you, but when you're walking around and lots of, you know, leisurely walks or places or whatever, you're tired and you're hot.
They also charge you for water.
And they charge you for water here. I don't like.
It's like a service. I saw the thing was like it's more of a. And they'll ask you for still water or they'll ask you for sparkling. But I saw a couple of places they it's more of a service charge.
Yeah.
They give you
ice. You'll ask for ice in your water, and they put two ice cubes.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what? What is the deal with that? They are stingy on their ice. So I got in good with one of the guys here at this at this place. He just gave me a whole bucket. He says, bring your bucket down when you want more ice. So, and I was so happy.
Yeah.
So happy.
So we went to this. So we're in Grindelwald, the village, and then up on the mountain is Grindelwald. Now it's spelled first, but I think it's like first is how they say it. Anyway.
Fifth.
Yeah. So we take a gondola up there. It's beautiful. You get up there, and then when you're up there, there's different things. There's hikes you can go do. There's this flyer thing where you're like laying flat and you go zipping down the mountain.
John wanted to do
another thing where you sit on the thing, you sit and you go flying down like a zip line, but you're sitting. There's these little almost like big wheel bikes, but they're more sturdy.
Yeah,
they put your load to the ground. You can go down the mountain, you know, back down and break all time.
It's
like a trot bike, they call it, but you're more it's like a standing scooter, really, but a little bit bigger. You know, you can do that.
It's just organized,
yeah. But then they have this thing
without being corny,
yeah, I agree. And they've got a restaurant up there, so we ate up there. But they also have this thing called the Cliff Walk. Okay. We're both not big
he
fans.
He left me.
We are not big fans of heights. But, you know, you've got railings. The thing is, it's like a grate under your feet. So you can look down and you can see there's holes. You can see down.
You are walking on the side.
And you're walking on the side of this cliff. Yeah, side of a mountain. Looking down. You know, 1,000 feet, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I said, okay, we're going to do this. So I started out on that. I was like,
well, he's like,
I don't know.
Like, okay. I'm just like a little duck. I just follow him wherever we go.
I said, let's do this. I got out there.
At the airport, Christie's right behind him, you know?
That's
so,
true.
So
you don't know where you're going.
I don't know where I'm going. So I just follow
him. But on this one, I got about maybe a little bit of the way. And I was like, I don't know if I can do this. I'm walking slow.
Yeah, you're walking like your dad.
Yeah, I was walking super slow. There's railings on both sides. I'm like, hold on both railings.
Like he's got a walker.
We'll post a video. But I got about a little ways out there. I'm like, I just don't know if I can do this.
So you get past this one little, like where the mountains kind of come down. So you have to kind of deck your head and go around it on this thing. And he's like, I'm not sure, you know. And then he like leaves me. And I was like,
I got to stop. I just want
to. I got to stop.
You went ahead. I'm not ahead. I got
to. He left me.
I gotta
do this. Got to the edge. I couldn't go anymore. And so he met me there. We had a little powwow.
Way to go like this. Way to go like this bridge.
But we were watching everybody go over it.
It went a little bit.
Some people on their cell phone.
Yeah, there's a dog. There are people walking their dogs.
I was just like, okay, I cannot look down.
Look forward. The whole time we're walking, forward. Yeah. Look forward and look down. She's like, let's take a picture. Nope, look forward.
And they have these poles, and then it ends, and then the next one pole comes. Did you do that?
That was a big deal to me.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Like as soon as it felt like nothing was there,
yeah,
it was like a fearful shot through my, yes.
It's only like probably 15, 20 minutes, if that. And then it comes up and you end up back up the restaurant. And then there's this kind of like a...
Well, John presented it to me like, oh, we got to do this. Okay. Well, I didn't know you could just go to the restaurant on the other side.
I didn't know either. I didn't know that either. I didn't know that until afterwards. That there's a backup where you didn't have to go that way to get over there. I didn't know that. But then there's like this, I don't know what to call it, not a pier, but it's like a outing that goes out over the cliff.
Almost like a
walkway. It's like a walkway thing.
Like a plank.
Like a plank.
Yeah.
And so people walk there and take pictures. Yeah. So you're on the edge of it. You've got the whole Eiger and mountains and, you know, region behind
like, you.
You
want to do that?
And Grindelwald down below in the valley. And so people get there, but there's like this long line of Instagram people.
Yeah.
You know, TikTokers who are lined up to forget it. We'll find other places. And sure enough, once you at the restaurant, there's a way you go down from the restaurant and there's this big field, huge field that is downward slope.
Yeah, from downward.
And you go down, it's gorgeous.
I just wanted to sit there.
Yeah, and that's where the paragliders take off. So I went over there and saw these paragliders going up by themselves, or they're attacking tourists themselves, you know, and then taking the tourists out and doing it. It looks cool, but again, afraid of heights.
Yep.
As awesome it looked, as majestic as it looked, just floating, it looked unbelievable. The fear of height just like...
See, I kind of would want to do it. I wanted it.
Let's go. We still got a day or two.
Yeah,
here we go. Let's get you on there tomorrow. Let's do it. Let's do this, Christy.
Yeah.
Big talker. So we did that. 7 and 8 is beautiful.
It was.
And we just had to come back just down because the bikes we wanted to do there were sold out. So we couldn't just came back down. But yeah, we did that. I went on a hike by myself because it was a little steep initially going like 20 minutes kind of going up.
Well, I started to go and I was like, no.
Nope, not doing this. It was hot.
And I'm trying not to get sunburned on my face. So
there's a little lake out
the whole
there.
Time I'm putting my head down. And I was like, this is not fun. I'm here to see the beauty. I'm not here to see if I can do this hike or not.
And that's when I was on my own kind of at an elevation. I was like, I actually started my watch like, what's my heart rate going to get to?
And it was to see this lake, and the lake was beautiful.
There's two little lakes.
But to me, a lake's a lake.
In the mountains.
I've seen them before.
With mountain views.
Yeah.
Majestic.
Yeah.
Anyway, I did that. And then the next day, do we take that day, next day?
When did I start getting sick yesterday? Something I ate. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. But
that's it. We did go into Lhotse Brune.
It's
actually like a valley, narrow valley, beautiful.
Guys, that is like my most favorite place that I've always wanted to go to.
We got a bunch of waterfalls.
Oh, so beautiful.
And so it's more of a gradual, nice pass. We did that. Christy found a house she wants to buy. Lady was sitting out there working in her garden. Christy was going to go knock on her door and say, can we buy your house? I can make sure not to do that. And she's probably going to pass it down to her family. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. Gorgeous. Then we walked down to this,
there in a second.
To this raging water river thing. It's just gorgeous. Stopped and ate. We had lunch and we had a little dessert. Lunch, we got there and then dessert afterwards.
At the same place.
Yeah. And the view was just magnificent.
Yeah. It's great.
So good. But yeah, then you weren't feeling great yesterday.
No.
So I went out.
I walked
on my own down to the river and stuff and walked around. And then today. And then today, that's why you're like faking it. You're probably fine. You're probably just scrolling.
Yeah.
You're probably scrolling your TikTok. You're like, oh, my tooth, I got to see the clip of the toilet.
Well, actually, what's so funny is you're a little behind in your posting. I was so sick yesterday. I hardly did.
Yeah, that's how you know you're sick. And I haven't jammed
every
year posting.
Yeah.
So I walked around and it was beautiful. I ran to a kid who goes to the University of Nebraska.
Yeah.
Lives in Lincoln. Small world. And one in Lucerne.
Yeah.
We're sitting out there eating outside on the cafe outside. Everyone eats outside. So I got a College World Series shirt.
Huh.
And then you said, I totally missed the guy or I would have said something.
LSU.
As I'm getting on the elevator, guys came out, had LSU shirt on.
Yeah, I don't talk to people who aren't.
I wish you would have said something. You don't. That's the thing. You don't. I didn't reckon see it. I was like in my own world.
I don't know. That's just such a bad, when we were, were we like 19? We went to that game and the LSU fans were just horrible.
Baseball fans are better. So today's Monday. We're doing this later. Normally we would do it Sunday, but Christy was not feeling well. So today is Monday. So this is getting out later than normal. It'll get out today. right now we're 7 hours ahead. So I guess
anything you regret about this whole?
Hold on, I'm still talking about today.
Oh, okay.
So today, because yesterday we were going to go up to Jungfraujoch. It's top of Europe.
Been looking
It's the tallest mountain. You go up to the highest point in Europe. It's 11,300 something feet, and they got stuff up there. You know, so you get paid to get up. You take a train to a certain point, or
a
gondola. The technology that they did.
A mountain, you guys.
For a while.
Yes, like
we went for a while.
Out the middle of this mountain, so
yeah,
you could get to the toppest,
yeah,
the highest point in Europe.
Yeah, and there's a train station up there.
Yeah, and it's got restaurants and
yeah.
It's
and so there's
so
all these
cool
things to do. So Christy, let's give it a try. So we're going. She's just like, I don't know what this. She's like, I'm just kind of not feeling. I'm not feeling good. I said, well, let me camp you out somewhere. I'm gonna look at stuff. I'll take a ton of pictures. There's this ice cave palace you wanted
to
see.
That.
So we'll do this other stuff. I'll come back and check on you. So I did all other stuff. Came back. She's like, not feeling. Take pictures. So I went and did all that. Mm-hmm. I went outside, walked on the glacier thing.
I'm starting to actually feel a little bit better now. Mm-hmm. But
so I got a lot of pictures.
We came back. That is one thing I have to say is like you really set up a main place for us to be able to take trains from.
Yeah.
So it's like we have a home base here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we were here for like six days. Yeah. And so that's nice. And I was afraid to get bored, you know? And there's so much to do and so much to see.
Even when we're in Lauterbrunnen.
But also for those restless nights.
Yeah.
Or to get caught up. Because sometimes if you're doing too much, you'll get sick or no sleep, you get sick. And then you're just like exhausted by the time you get back to home.
Like
in
Lucerne, there was one day it rained and we had it poured and hail. We can't really do a whole lot that day. And so that's the reason why here, one of the central place, we can get to all the different communities. If there's bad weather, then we still had a place to get time to get the
stuff.
You
don't feel so rushed.
Yeah. So I still wanted to get to Vingen or Muren, which are little, even higher up little communities you can't, there's no cars. So I thought they're small. So it didn't take that long to go through them. I just kind of want to go see them. But tomorrow we're all supposed to go meet your cousin.
Yeah.
There's a Swiss, festival going on, like authentic Swiss festival. He lives in Bern.
In
the area of Bern.
Yeah. And I, to tell you the truth, I just have to say I'm feeling because I just.
So that's our, plus we'll go to this festival thing tomorrow. That's late afternoon. So we still have the day to go do that. So that we missed out, but it's done.
Good in the morning here.
Yeah. We've been a slow go.
Yeah.
We are not, we're definitely not, let's get up at 7 and get going.
Well,
unless it's Disney.
I mean, think about it. It's 7 hours behind.
Yeah,
we're like,
they're 2 weeks.
Yeah, but we've also been interrupted sleep the whole time, almost the whole time. So
that's true.
We haven't been able to really get into that mode.
That's true. Well, I know you didn't feel great yesterday. I mean, I got about before 8, and then I left finally at 9:15. I'm like, if you want breakfast, we have to go.
I was like, no.
Because they serve breakfast. It's really free breakfast at this hotel, which is really nice. Served till 10.
See, a breakfast for us in the States is not the same. So
they have a little bit of an American breakfast here.
Yeah, they make eggs.
Bacon.
It is not really a thing.
They got yogurt.
Breakfast.
They have some cereals. But typically it's more of cheeses,
and
breads,
and
meats.
Yeah, like a salmon or a ham. Or a
salami.
Oh, big here.
The breads are really good. The croissants are good.
Well, yeah, John's having a good time with the bread. I'm doing so good.
You're doing great.
Yeah.
I'm doing okay.
I know I've not gained 1 pound of beaten hair.
I've lost a lot. I mean, yesterday I rewarded myself with a gelato.
I think I lost weight yesterday.
There's a paraglider. It's hanging right there. Look at that.
Yeah, right outside our window.
So Caleb's friends, little buddies in our neighborhood, their dad is bringing them out, I think, right this week.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to Germany and Austria, and they're coming to Switzerland. And so Easton is 12, maybe almost 12. Benny is 9, maybe 10. They're going to paraglide with their dad.
Yeah.
And obviously, they strap them to the professional. I'm like, when their mom told me that, I was like, oh my gosh. I sent her a video. I said, show this video to him. This is what it's going to be like when the guys were taken off.
Yeah.
Crazy. But yeah, so small world. But it is just truly truly
go out and see the
gorgeous.
World. We feel like we're starting late.
I agree. Yeah.
Because we adopted another family.
Yeah.
But
delayed us.
It's just kind of delayed us, and there's so many things we want to do and go as soon as you can, because there's a lot of walking, there's a lot of things, and if you start to have health problems, you're never going to get there.
No. If you should wait till someday may never come. So you got to find a way. And that's from the
we don't even know why we picked Switzerland, but I feel like we're going to be spoiled with this because it is so clean.
It is. And people have been great. People have been very nice. You got a couple, one or two instances, but
yeah,
most part, people are very nice and been great.
And
you try the language. Otherwise, we speak English. Most of them know English, or we can figure it out. It's stunning. It's beautiful. The funny thing is, though, so we're here. Chris is like, how long are we going to be here? And I said, 6 days. Ooh, 6 days. She's like, aren't we really close to, like, other countries? I'm like, yeah.
Dream is Italy.
I'm like, we're close to Germany and, you know, France and Austria and Italy. Because Italy is, the number one on our bucket list for Europe was always Italy, right? So that's why Switzerland is kind of weird that we came here first. And I said, well, we could probably get down there. So I started looking at, you know, going to Milan or Lake Como. But they're like, I know, back at home, I think it's been pretty hot. They're going through a heat wave, too. It's like upper 90s. Yeah. So like here, it's like 70s, right? Upper 70s.
So good.
But there, it's like upper 90s. Okay, well, here's what's going on. I don't know how much walking. Because we had the day in Lucerne where it was like mid-90s. And the next day, it dropped down when it had the rain came through it,
right.
Like 70s. And that day was hot. It was pretty warm. So I'm like, that's what we can do. If we're going to do it, we can do it. I mean, it's like a 4 to 5 hour train ride. We could do it. But then she wasn't feeling well. So now we're just sticking with plan B. So we're staying at plan A. Plan B to leave.
Yep.
The funny thing, though, is one of my high school buddies is in Milan with his wife for a school thing. Anyway, so we're here for a couple more days. Yep, believe it or not, we're still here for a couple more days. And then we're not even going home yet. We still have one more stop, which is the last minute plan. We're supposed to be going straight home. We're flying out of Geneva.
But our health and wellness business is having to get together.
Yeah, like a leadership, kind of a leadership thing going on. And so
we're going.
So we were going to be able to go just because it was right here at the time of our event, but we made it happen.
We have some friends. So much fun all the time with these people.
So now we're detouring to Michigan before we make it back to Omaha. So,
hey, but it's not winter.
Thank goodness.
We were there.
Every time we're there, it's winter.
Yeah. So we are going to actually take one day where we're going to go and drive to one of the lakes.
Yeah, Lake Michigan. Lake Huron. Mothership. I actually lived in Michigan when I was a kid for a year or two. Mm-hmm. I went back when I was 13 in the summer.
Huh.
Like Lake Huron. Anyway. Yeah, so we said that going on. Our two of our kids went to camp. They survived. They had a great time. Thanks to the help. The folks who were helping back home and make everything happen, make it possible for us to be here. Still have a child in Idaho. She'll talk about how we're getting her home.
So we might be going on another
trip.
Who knows?
That'd be a family trip, though.
Yeah.
Which we haven't.
Which we need to be a family trip.
Because the only family trip we've done, we always try to do one in the summer. We did that spring break.
Yeah. I'm actually still kind of missing them.
Right.
Right. Well, I sent a gift to the 10-year-old in Idaho. And then I was on the phone with the 13-year-old who she informed me she has a boyfriend.
Which I'm not a...
How does she know that he's her boyfriend? Because they just met at camp.
Yeah, because he said
and
so.
And that's the question. And so, like, how do you know you have a boyfriend?
I think she said because he said, I'm your boyfriend.
He asked me, yeah, you'd be my girlfriend. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, you know, that's so funny. That's so funny.
Oh, 13. My gosh. Nightmare. So, this is the longest we've ever been away from home from our kids.
Personally, I think my 14-year-old is loving.
I think so, too. Well, she was, because she was without her younger siblings for 5 days.
Yeah.
So she was like, I'm an only child.
Like, when are you leaving? You know?
She couldn't wait to kick us out the door.
What are you going
to
have, a party or something? You know? So no, but she is just she's a little book nerd, and she just loves to read, do her own thing, and loner.
She has her friends, but for a reason, they just don't go hang out as much.
They do. So I think they both have been like her best friend, and they're just very similar.
Well, she's got some, she's doing high school band, so they got some free summer stuff.
Yeah.
It really goes a full swing into the month.
Brainiac. She's so smart. Yeah. She's just really good at school.
So we got to figure out where we're bringing them. Let me real fast. So Trinity's our oldest daughter. She loves Lindt chocolate. Okay, well, went chocolate in Switzerland.
Yeah.
So up at the top of Europe, where today they have the highest Lindt store in the world. And so I took all these pictures of all these different shocks. I mean, shocks you haven't even seen at home. Mm-hmm. Just all these different kinds they've got there and sent it to her. I haven't heard back from her yet.
Yeah.
But that'll get her attention.
Yep.
Yeah.
We know we have to bring her some chocolate.
Which I think was good. She's doing all chocolate. We'll see. Well, we still have to go through a panel. We still have to stop too, don't we?
Yeah.
We'll get figured out. Not your problem. Okay. So thanks for being patient with us. This is getting out a little late. Again, apologize for probably the audio quality because we don't have the best gear with us. I know it doesn't sound probably great. You might even be hearing some outside noise because, again, we have the doors open because it's, you know, it's warm in here. The air conditioning. So we appreciate your patience and all that. We're still going to have one more week. We'll be traveling, run podcasts. So it'll be sounding like this probably again.
Next one.
Be better. Yeah. Next adventure. So hopefully the next wave of travel will go well.
And hopefully you guys are watching us on some of our...
Yeah, on all social media. We're sharing
the... Okay, we have the Oak Zone on Instagram. Yeah. We have...
John and Christy Oakey.
John and Christy Oakey. Of course, John still puts stuff on his.
I have my two pages.
And then I put stuff on mine, which is Christy Butler Oakey. Yeah. So you can find us out there. But the John and Christy is public and you can just be on there and follow that. What else do we have podcasts and then I think that's pretty much.
That's as far as I know.
That's all we know.
All right.
That's all we have.
All we got. So there you go. Appreciate you. Thanks for checking us out. Like, subscribe, have a great week. Hope everything's going great back at home. All is well. And we will talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A Huda Media Production.